Mishamish Shvius Daf Pei Hey. We start off the Mishnah and Pei Dalet on the base. Continuing the locus of a Puzbol. Mishnah says, Puzbol Amuktam Kasher. Person has a predated Puzbol. A person wrote, says the Maful that you wrote it, the Kislev, and it was Mano Kasher B'Tishrei, you called him Kislev. You wrote it, you had a Kislev, but you really gave the date from the Tishrei before. So the it's written before the you by putting the date an earlier date, so you're making it harder to make it worse for you. So you can't, it won't protect you from the loans that were done before, only from the date of the shtar. So is it then, is that make a din? Is that possible the shtar or not? So the Mishnah says no kosher. It says in my full Mishnah, you're making the koch of the malva worse. Because now Dalvova Nas is Bain Tishrei the Kislev Mishamet. That part, since he dated it from Kislev, the months between Tishrei and Kislev is going to Mishamet. It's going to be wiped out. So therefore, if he did that, it's not going to help him afterwards. The same thing it's after the date. It's also, you know, post-date is not going to be good either. So the halacha is, if you did it before, it's kosher, just that affects the guy who lent it. He's going to lose out those months. It'll be Mishamet. But if he did it afterwards, then the halacha, then you think it means that it was done afterwards, which means that there's no protection for Shvius, you can't do Mucha Puzzle. So therefore, since it's now in the middle of the time, and you know you wrote it late, now in Rishamit, because it's going to be collected over there, we think you're going to go collect it during the Shvius year itself, and therefore we don't let you do it's Mucha, we don't let you do it's Puzzle. The Gemara's going to explain the difference between the two cases. So the Gemara, Shtar Chov Mektum Puzzle, regular Shtar Chov that comes earlier, Mitzmuktum, is Puzzle, Mucha Mekasher. And it's a regular Shtar Chov that you could delay is Puzzle. But a Shtar Chov, where you wrote it, Mukdamim, where you wrote it, Mukdamim is possible. You wrote it to collect earlier. But if it's possible, because you didn't come to collect earlier. However, this amount of collecting should be later, not earlier. But if you wrote it, Mukhur Kasher, if you wrote it later, that's going to be good. Because Mamaisin, that means he only has more time to pay. That's good. So that's not going to check it out. Look, it's a difference in the two. Clearly a difference between the regular Shtar and the Puzbol. Mishnah says, what are Lov? Ech Lovim coming, Shep? What if you borrow some five people? Because you have to, can't write one person from five, you have to write a puzzle for each separate person that you borrowed from. Each one has requires a separate puzzle. Commission, what if it took five people borrowed from one person, and a coast fellow puzzle, you can write one puzzle for all of them. It's one loan, you only one lender, it's enough to draw up one star puzzle, a general puzzle for everybody in the star. Everybody you borrowed from is good. Says the Marful, the Koma, so Limsa, Stros, the Bezdin. You have to go, each one have to collect from Bezdin separately. So therefore, you have to go give a separate star. But when it's all coming from one, you're collecting going to one person, then you, one shtar is good enough, because then you're only going in one collection, and therefore it would be sufficient. You don't have to have it there, you wouldn't need a puzzle for everybody. Mission continue to cause a puzzle like karka. Puzzle only written, I only have karka. If you have to have some land, that it's totally on the land. It's only effective if the borrower owns land, so now it's totally on the land. So now it's like it takes hold of the land. Otherwise it's not going to be good. Otherwise, it's not going to be. Otherwise, it looks like it's a karka. Says the mafulda, she'az kashuv gabi bezdin. Look, created by the yigosh. Then it's not the yigosh. Now it's like your cookie. It's now a collection that's like you're giving over to bezdin. The karka has been giving over to bezdin. And male, therefore, you call it. It's the whole idea of a principle. Amen. Look, you don't have any proper. You don't have the borrower has no karka. Mazaku besoks the yigosh culture. It goes ahead. The lender gives him a little piece of his own land. And it's mazaka on that he takes hold of it from there. On that piece of land, he takes hold of it as well. He doesn't have any land, then he take hold of it a little bit in his land. So Mela now totally pays the chov off that piece of land. He has a chelik to it. Mela, therefore, it's like it's totally on the land. It's tied together to the land. Mela, therefore, it would be sufficient in such a case to do that, to give him back. The lender will give him a little piece of land to be able to be toughest on the karka. I also said a mishka the year. A person in the barrow had a field that was being held as a mashkin by the city in someplace else for some another different chov. You can still write a puzzle on that. The chutzpah is on there, because on the midst of the ishto, a person can write a puzzle on the ishto. Even though the halacha is that it's a ksuva that his wife belongs to his wife, it's not really his. He gave it to his belongs to Maluga, it's a mix of Maluga of his wife, she could take it back. The halacha is still right now, it's still considered as he can write a puzzle on it. It's considered his karka. Yisomen has a apotropis, same thing alone, Yisomen can write an apotropis on the nixa apotropis, even though it's eventually become theirs. It'll become when he gets older. Right now, it's not his. It's the apotropis's. Still considered enough his. That's like since if he has karka and it'll be considered good, you could do that. Mishnah discusses a side halacha. What about keveres debar? What about a beehive? A beehive that a person made is on the ground, but it's not tied to the ground. Is that considered a karka or not? As I America karka, it's like karka. You can write a kuzma pusma, you can write pusma on it. And ain't makabel tuma. It's not makabel tuma makoma because it's land, and land we know is not makabel tuma. However, Rav Min Shabbos, and if you take it from Shabbos, you attach honey from it on Shabbos, you're chayav because it's like you're taking it from karka. You're separating something that grew on the ground. It's considered karka because the beehive's on the ground. And you consider over nisa d'oraisa. Ain't a karka, it's not a karka. If it's not karka, you can't go so pusma. It's metaltlin. You can't go ahead and makai in the principle based upon you have to have karka. It's not karka. The best tumah is considered metamal tumah karka. And the Shabbos putter. If you take the honey from the beehive on Shabbos, you putter because it's not considered attached. It's only the rabbanon. You shouldn't do it. But the raisa is not the raisa. There's no malacha. It's not a. There's no malacha. There's no malacha, and therefore you putter. That's what the Mishnah says. Now, continue another halakha. Marks a kol b'shav. Person goes ahead, returns a kol on Shabbos. So what's the halakha? So the person goes ahead and he pays back a kol on Shvius, on the year of Shvitas. So which was really supposed to be that it was spotted. And now you're paying it back. The Shvita ended. So it means that you're paying it back. It means that you're doing Shvius. Now what is the halakha? The halakha is, When is Shvius mishtamek? When is Shvius knock a loan out? At the end of Shvius, he's doing a payment back in the middle of Shemitah year. So what's the halakha in such a case? If you're doing it in the middle of the year, for Shvius, says the Marpei Moshe, Chol she'ever lo Shvius, became Aksolo. You're still returning it to him. He's talking about the Ma'ava mishtamek, he can his parish memento. I'm going to lay a I don't know, so I'm going to give it to you. In other words, we're saying, where the guy said, listen, Shvius came in, I knocked that. You don't owe me anymore. We didn't have a principal, and Shemitah knocked out the loan. You don't owe it to me. And he says, no, I want to pay you. Shemitah needs. I'm beginning. I want to still pay. Maybe it knocked it out, but I borrowed it, and I appreciate that you lend me the money, and I feel that I want to give you back the money. I want to be able to give you back the money that I owe you. So I don't want Shemitah to knock out the loan. So what's the luck in such a case? She says, what's the luck in such a case? Can I do that? I want to give you back the money. But the Mishnah, you can't buy men. Even so, you like to go ahead and take the money from me. This is what it says, Devar HaShemitah. What does it mean, Devar HaShemitah? If he insists on paying you back, you're allowed to take it from him. Because Zed Devar HaShemitah means, these are the words of Shemitah, the words, Devar HaShemitah, which means that if he says to you, I want to go pay you back, then you can do that. That is enough to go ahead and create the Akrayas, the responsibility, Devar HaShemitah. Says the Merkley Moshe to explain, but deeper shall Mishama Yotzim Kavaso. The deeper that you said you were Mishama, it's already a Yotzim. Al-Kakam La'apikin, I still want to pay you. The look is, it becomes, I'm not paying you back the Chov, I want to pay you. I'm not saying that I don't believe in Shemitah. I can be a Shemitah. Al-Fa'apikin, I know it's gone. I'm going to give you Matana. Al-Luk is such a case, the word allows you, the fact you said in such a way, so the look is, it's considered good, and you're allowed to go ahead and do that back. We have a similar Al-Luk. You have a goal that went to a miklat, to an Ari miklat, to escape from the Pegoyal Adam. The people in his town want to honor him. He has to say, I'm a murderer. He can't mechamed me. I'm a murderer. I'm a ritzayach. I'm only advocate that we know that you want to honor you anyway. He called him and he let go ahead and take the honor from them. This is the matter of the ritzayach. Again, you're not fooling them. And they don't know that you're a ritzayach and you're going to take an honor from that. You're not allowed to do. But you're telling them I'm a ritzayach, and they say Afa Pikain, and you're saying I know, and you still want to say, I still want to give it to you. Now look, it's such a devar or ritzayach. You let it go as long as you make it clear that you're a ritzayach. But deep record, you say you're a ritzayach. Look, it is that you can go ahead and accept the honor from it. Look at my pizvul mukdam kasha. Neishu, why is it? Why should it be at a pizvul mukdam kasha? Neishu kamei koko, because it weakens the lender's power. If I'm making it earlier, so the halacha is. That a loan that I gave you is you're going to go ahead and make it pay back before that the loan is due. So Mela, the guy or the creditor, is only hurting himself. So if you're doing it against his Marakoko, you're hurting yourself. So therefore, you're allowed to do that. Mucha Pasel, Yavako. That you can't do it later. You can't post data because that makes it better, worse for you. It may Yavako, excuse me, puts you in a better position. So now, because you can collect earlier. And therefore, in such a case, that's why it's no good, because miyafakoko, you can't benefit out of it, that's no good. So one wants to understand. So the second case in the Mishnah was Shtarichov Mukdom Miyafakoko. You put it in Mukdom, you're getting your position, it's no good. But Makram Kshay Meshu Marakoko. But if you put it post-day delay, it's good because you're making it worse for yourself, so it's considered good. So the Chayra, What's going on over here? Who lets Bezdin know? Who's the Yafakoch? Who's the Merikoch over here? Who's making it worse? Who's making it better? Me, Madia. Who tells Bezdin that to know it's before or afterwards? That should be no good. Says the Ravulda. Me, Meyodea. Me, Madia, Shapuspo, Meuchuhu, Vehichod, and Bezdin. Who's the one who lets Bezdin know that it's a Shtar Muktam or a Shtar Meucha to make your position worse? Who's the one who does that? The witnesses are on the star. They testify the star. And therefore, whenever they said, that's when they dated. That's what it is. So I said, what second? If they dated, the witnesses signed on the star and they testified it was done before, it's father no good. It's no good because they wrote a star. Once Adam signed a star, and it's predated, it's no good. I can't remember Shimon Lakash, the Dvira Kasum Ishtar. Come and consider witnesses that signed on a star. Can be not good written a bit, like David Bezdin himself. And it's Makobul. So if, how could you say to witnesses say that if they say the star is invalid, it should be good Muktam, and if it's no good, because they testified and we signed it, but it's really Muktam? What do you mean? Everybody signed it. It's like Mr. Bezdin, they testified in Bezdin. This is this man. So therefore, how can you say that it should be undone? Fakarit, this is the Dandakar of Bezdin, dummy. And Chos Magidan, they can't go ahead. It's just to be Jimmy Nebbet Apostle. Once they signed something, it's like they testified. You know that look in Bezdin prison testifies, you can't undo your testimony. Keep it Jacob Shrein and Chos Magid. You can't undo it. So what's the Pshat over here? So the Gemara says, no, come on, Shalom Lokasum Kalikar. A case where it's luggage, when he said, look at the witnesses said, we didn't sign at all. Such a case, then they're not believed to say we made a mistake. That was Muktam, because the testimony is nothing. But when they say over here, we signed on this, but we didn't sign on this document. We signed on a different document, a different date. It's our signatures. This is correct, but not on the document. They changed the document, the date of the document. In such a case, then they're not changing the testimony. They're saying the testimony is correct, but someone played around with the date of the star. We didn't sign this date. In such a case, they have a right to undo it. Then we believe them that they're being mocked in the star to say the star is a star muktam. We would accept their testimony. In such a case, we would accept them. Because this halacha, in this thing they're saying, they're not being soicer what they're saying. They're saying that the halacha was that I'm the edim, and I'm testifying to my edus. But I'm telling you that the shtar was done wrongly. That the Gemara. Yochanan Mabazul Mamish. When you say that halacha is puzzle mamish. So the halacha says, oh man, no, any more than Mashasak Sab. They only go from the time that it was written. We don't go back, the whole shtar itself is no good, but they can only go, they can collect from the property from the time it was written until after the date it was recorded. That zman, that in between zman, you can still collect, but it's not a puzzle of the shtar completely. It's not puzzle mamish. Says the my fulda. Yokonoma puzzle mamish, mamish, which means hashtar echel mukdomim, til gamre, you can't use any, no matter what the date is, no, you can't do any, and yokolikrim, you can never go collect from the goats. Chum and pasim gave you a kanas and said it's a shtar mukdom is no good, and you can never use a star for anything. You can go ahead. You can't go from the date. You have to go from the date that's agreed upon. But you can't go collect from an earlier date. You go date there was signature. You can't go back to the original date, but it's still a valid star. That's where Shlokesh is sheet. Afraid to Gemara. I understand Shlokesh. Tani be principle. Hook them in Mukha Kosher. And more than Mukhsab, Mishtar Sakhsab. We go by the Shah Sakhsab. But you know, Mishtar Sakhsab, you can buy other stars, the same Aloka. My main principle by Mishtar, what's the name of Mishtar? Another star. The Kiddush was saying in the Brisa that a Prisbul is good. You can accept any, only from Mishtar Sakhsab. We don't care about Mukhta Mukher as long as Mishtar Sakhsab. That's what we accept by a Prisbul. It did the Rabbana, we accept it. But a regular star, no. But now you tell me that every Shlokesh will be my regular star, that you can go ahead, the star is valid, it only can't collect Mishtar Sakhsab. Then what's the difference between a Prisbul and a Benishtar? What's the difference? What's the price of saying Prisbul? It's to say a Snamishtar. What's the Kiddush of the price of I draw a button to a Prisbul that the Halacha should be this way? It should be the Halacha even by a Dereistika Shtar. By a regular Shtar, the Halacha is the same. What's the difference between a Prisbul and a not? So therefore, the Gemara black, but is Gemara in a question, the Gemara doesn't really answer this Kasha. The Gemara says, let's understand another Halacha. Shtar Zimanakos of Shabbos. You have a document which recorded that it happened on Shabbos, or by Asar B'Tishrei, or on Yom Kippur. So what's that look? Rabbi Yehuda Machshir, he says, good. How could it be good? Those dates you couldn't have signed the shtar. You can't sign the shtar on Shabbos or Yom Kippur. We know that you did it, you predated it. You did it before. Obviously, you couldn't do it on Shabbos or Yom Kippur. But Machshir, because we say, obviously, you did it the day before. You signed it the day before, but you put this date on it. So therefore, it's still considered good. However, Yossi Poisvitz says, no good. It's possible. This puzzle is no good. Why? Because it's considered Shtar Muktam Mukha. It's no good. We know the date shows us that it couldn't be done on that date. So the whole thing is Shechem Zuyu Patoko. We know that it couldn't be that date because that was Shabbos or Yom Kippur. So it couldn't happen. So it's no good. So The Gemara says, "I'm going to use a ma'aseh above the Mitzipori. The ma'aseh like it happened in front of me, in front of you, Mitzipori. V'chshat b'yuman. You're saying it's no good, but an exact case happened to you, Mitzipori, and you makshir it. So I'm learning lo chshat. I never said it was good. Chshati. But if I did, I made a mistake, and it's good. And I say it's a mistake. Chshati. I never would say chshati. I did not rule on it. It's good. You're mistaken. But elamai, if you think that if I forgot and I made a mistake there, and I thought I said it was good, then I'm telling you now that it's no good." Chshati, says the Mafulda. I wouldn't have said that. I couldn't have said that. That would be good. It couldn't have been that it would be good. I didn't know Chshati, says the Pnei Moshe. Lo Chzchok, I don't remember that I was matir. But however, if you're correct, and I'm remembering incorrectly, Miakash, Yotze, Dov, Behechsh, Yotze, went out. So I'm going to look at the Lokash, but I'm going to say, maybe I did. If it did, it did. You know, so I have to go ahead, and I can tell you that it's wrong. I passed, and it was wrong. I passed him wrong. But it went out. If that's the case, we're Maksha, the Shtar, Shtar. You can't undo the case. The case is the case. We can't change what happened. But the Maisite, I'm telling you, the Psak is incorrect. That Psak is wrong. I would not agree to that Psak today. The Gemara says, what happened? Havin ben Neimar. The Gemara said they wanted to go understand what exactly is the reason why Muktam and Ishtar Muktam and Mukha is possible. What exactly is the explanation? The Gemara says, Havin ben Neimar, they wanted originally to say, Mandi Yom HaPosel Mishra Muktam. The one who says, of Yosef, the one who says that it's possible because it's Muktam, it's a Muktam day, it's no good. Mandi Yom HaKosha Mishra Mukha. The reason why it says Kosha because Mukha. So therefore they assumed, you know, the reason they're Amachalka is not in the same case, but each one assumed that it was done either early or later. Don't bring a riot that it was done post-date. Maybe the one thought it was post-date, the other one thought it was Mulcher. And that's the Machalka. So it's not a Machalka. They each one thought it was differently. I said, no, Elamah Miyam and Pasul Mishim Mazoya. That's not the reason why it says Pasul. Pasul because he considered Mazoya, if it's considered a false document. A false document doesn't make difference. Mukta Mukher, it's a false document, and that's why he didn't accept it. And that's the reason why he passed in that it is no good.